During the Easter season, in place of an Old Testament first reading, we get the Acts of the Apostles. So I think it's especially good for us to reflect on the Acts of the Apostles during the Easter season. There's one line at the beginning of this particular first reading that is especially, I think, good for us to focus on. The high priest rose up and all his companions, that is the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, laid hands upon the apostles and put them in the public jail. The reason why I think these words are so profound for us to meditate and reflect on, why in the world were they jealous? They had more education than Jesus' followers, mostly uneducated fishermen in many cases. They certainly had more power, more wealth than them. Why were they jealous of them? They were jealous of them because they saw the mighty deeds that they were performing. They were jealous of them because they saw the way that the people responded to them. They were blinded to what God had blessed them with, and so they were unable to receive the truth. Jealousy and envy is a deadly sin that blinds us to receiving the truth that God wants us to be able to notice and to receive, primarily the truth of who we are and what God has given to us. All of us have been blessed in some way, shape, or form. All of us have our own unique gifts and talents that God has given to us, and those special material blessings or possessions that God has given to us as well. What jealousy does is it blinds us to the truth of just how blessed we are, and it makes us want to focus on the blessings that God has given to someone else. These Jewish leaders were unable to see just how blessed they were because they were focusing on the blessings that God had given to the disciples. And we too can fall into that same trap. There can be moments when someone is complimented or someone is able to make some kind of a possession, etc. And rather than that moment of celebrating, there can be something within us that reacts to it and that basically is asking, well, what about me? What about me? Why isn't someone saying that about me? Why didn't I get that, etc.? And in those moments, when that ugly spirit of jealousy and envy tries to manifest its head, especially with, again, some way of that variation of what about me, what's powerful in that moment is to respond to it with the truth. The truth in this case is the virtue of kindness. It is kindness to celebrate when someone else has that blessing, to be able to say, wow, that's awesome that you got that promotion or that you have that particular new purchase or etc. If we can try to enter into that spirit of celebration, of joy, of kindness, then we'll be able to focus on and rejoice the blessing that God has given to that person. But also, we can seek to remind ourselves of the blessings that God has given to us in that moment. Jealousy leads to death. We sometimes can, I think, mistake or not fully understand the seriousness of what jealousy and envy can do to our hearts. If we become jealous enough of someone, it will kill that relationship. It will kill that friendship. It will choke it off. But what enables friendship and relationship to grow? Kindness. When we're kind to that person, when they're kind to us, that's what allows that friendship to foster, to grow, to develop, etc. So it's good for us during this Easter season to focus on, thank you, God, for the blessings that you've given to me. Thank you for those blessings you've given to someone else. Help me, Lord, to be able to rejoice during this Easter season in those blessings, to practice that Easter discipline of giving thanks for the blessings that you have given to me, maybe by focusing on one or two blessings each day we have and intentionally giving thanks to God for that. And if we ever feel that spirit of jealousy or envy start to rear its ugly head, again, to cut it off by celebrating what someone else has received, how someone else has been blessed, and by reminding ourselves of the blessings that we have received as well.